Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babun fi dalalati ala khairin wa du'a ila hudan o dalala. The chapter on directing towards good and inviting towards guidance or misguidance. So we completed the chapter where a person, he starts off a legacy of good or some legacy of bad. Then all those that after him does this good deed, this person gets the reward of the good deed that he had started. Some good work he started, we explain. Person may have started some type of a feeding scheme. He may have started some type of a distribution. Or he may have arranged for some well. Or whatever good action he has started in the community that is liked by Shariat. He may have started up a madrasa. He may have set up one maktab. Something of good he started. Now that continues after this person is gone. He still get the full reward of it. And those people also that do the good, they will get the reward. This person also get the full reward. And on the same token, if a person had started something that is evil, something that is bad, he introduced a bad way, that legacy he left behind, he'll be getting the sin of all those that do it after him. And the incident came of Qabil, the son of Adam alayhi salam, that he killed his brother Habil. And then the hadith mentions that all the murders that take place in the world after that, he's getting a share of that sin. Because he initiated this first murder, and thereafter murders that took place in the world, he started that whole legacy of murders, so he's getting that share of the murders also that are taking place. So we have to be very, very careful of starting something that is bad, something that is good. Therefore, these sort of things is always good to make mashwara. Should I do it? Is it good? Well, Sharia, is it acceptable in Sharia? Sometimes in our mind we think it's something that is good, but it may not be good. So therefore all the time we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An a'mala salihan tardah. That Allah give me tawfiq that I do good, those good deeds that please you. It's possible the person is thinking he's doing something good, but he's not doing something that is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may be going against the sunnah and the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, this chapter now is slightly different. What this chapter is doing, is speaking about, is a person is directing towards somebody towards good, or inviting towards guidance or misguidance. Qala ta'ala, wad'u ila rabbik. Allah ta'ala says, invite towards your sustainer. Wa qala ta'ala, ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mu'idhati al hasana. Allah ta'ala says, invite to the path of your sustainer with wisdom and good counsel. Mu'idhati al hasana, good counsel. Good way, good manner of the way a person, the words he's using, the mannerism he's using, the style he's using, must be something that is good, something that is pleasing. Then people will take to him, otherwise people may be chased away from him. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرْدِ وَالتَّقْوَى. Allah Ta'ala says that assist each other in good deeds and piety. Assist, be a means of assistance to each other when it comes to good deeds and piety. Anything that is good, you assist somebody, you also get the reward of doing that good deed just by assisting somebody that is doing good works. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Allah Ta'ala says there should be a group from amongst you who invites towards good. There should be at least one group from amongst you that their job is that they invite towards good. Do one hadith, and Ibn Mas'ud, Uqba ibn Amr al-Ansari al-Badari radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من دل على خير فله مثل أجر فاعله رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Mas'ud Uqbah ibn Amr al-Ansari al-Badri radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who directs towards any good shall receive a similar reward to that of the person who does it. One who guides towards any good, or he directs towards any good, shall receive a similar reward to that of the person who does it. Now there's a bit of a background to this hadith. On one occasion, one person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he requested for a conveyance for an animal so that he could ride on. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have any conveyance to give this person. There was another sahabi there that was present. So he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will take him to someone that got the conveyance to give him. In other words, I will take him to show him who can give him that conveyance. This person didn't have it himself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have it, but he volunteered to take him to someone else. On that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who directs towards any good shall receive a similar reward to that of the person who does it. How beautiful our Shariat is. Sometimes we don't have something to assist somebody, or we're not skilled in that particular profession that this person is looking for assistance. Like somebody yesterday was asking that, who can I contact to get my borehole repaired? I got a borehole, but there's some problems that I'm having. So now he just asked for, who can I contact? And maybe somebody knows. So I had the number of some person who did the masjid borehole. So I said, okay, try, take this number, speak to this person. He may be able to help you. So some example like that. Person doesn't himself, is not in a position to go and repair that person's borehole. He's not in a position to go and do any kind of assistance or repairs. But at least you can give somebody, there's a number, you contact this person, and he'll be able to help you, inshallah. Or if you can't get hold of him, try someone else. A simple thing like directing someone to someone else. If the person gets any benefit, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the reward you will get is similar to that person who actually did the good deed. So this is just an example I'm giving. So like that, there's so many other things. A person who got his son, he wants to send his son to madrasa. Now we are not, or may not be madrasa teachers teaching any student at the moment, but we know that, okay, there is one madrasa in the masjid, there's a hifz class, or there's another madrasa up the road, or there is some place where you can send your child. So you give him the detail, give him the number, who to contact, where to go. All you did was you directed that person to some good deed. So long as the child is learning in that madrasa, you're getting the full reward. What's so beautiful, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, all you do, you direct someone towards good, you get the reward of the good deed. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal of shariati so nice, so beautiful, so easy. Many times we can't do things, but we can help others to do it. We'll get the full reward of that good action. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.